after doing the analysis of what transpired in terms of the attacks in Mpeketoni in Lamu County, Kenya, the Law Society of Kenya deemed it fit to issue an ultimatum to the effect that the Cabinet Secretary, Interior, that is Internal Security, has failed in his duty to guarantee the safety of Kenyans, because we cannot have a situation where an attack occurs today, policemen are sent on the ground, and tomorrow there is another attack in the same area. That means that there is a lot of laxity. It means that the security operatives or the machinery is not coordinated. And as a result, we think and we believe that the buck must stop with the cabinet secretary responsible for that portfolio.
Why only him?
I agree. We have not just issued that to him alone. We have issued a similar ultimatum to the Inspector General of Police, the person who is constitutionally in charge of all the security forces in Kenya, called Inspector Kimaiyo.
Mr. Lenko appeared to have support from the president, who is the commander-in-chief and who is constitutionally mandated to protect the people of Kenya. Since he has his backing, it's unlikely this will happen. So what happens to your ultimatum?
Well, you see, if we manage to proceed in a judicial manner and we get a declaration that he has failed in his duties, we get a declaration that he is not fit to hold office, then if he does not vacate office, we can go after him because he has no immunity against a suit, and we can go after him in terms of if being cited for contempt of court.
So after the 14 days ultimatum elapses, you intend to go to court to put pressure on him?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, yes. We've done this before and we've succeeded with the traffic commandant, Mr. Kimaru.
Have you petitioned the president about these concerns that you've raised?
Yeah, of course. No, we of course, what we do is we do a letter to the cabinet secretary himself, because this is addressed to him, telling him that you need to resign. You have failed because of one, two, three factors or facts.
From what you have heard from his speeches and from the backing that he's received from the president, do you think he will respect your demand or ultimatum?
No, I don't think he's going to resign as a result of the ultimatum. I think we'll need to do more in terms of taking the steps that we have decided that we'll take after the 14 days.